Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In John 8:42, Jesus is speaking to the leaders of the Jews, leaders of the synagogue, what we'd call the doctors of theology, the religious leaders. And he's talking about knowing God and revealing to them that they don't. And this made them mad. And he said, if God were your father, you would love me. Amen. I expect that made them madder. If God were your father, you'd love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. The Bible says you don't have the Father without the Son. But if you have the Son, you have the Father too. Amen. I know some people don't think they believe that, but that's what the Bible says. Keep reading. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Now, this is verse 43. So the previous 40 verses, and more than that, Jesus himself has been talking with them, reasoning with them, pleading with them, declaring to them, and we get to this. You don't even understand what I'm saying, do you? And the reason is, you can't hear my words. Now, these are educated people, doctors of theology. It's not that they're intellectually dumb, but spiritually they're blind and deaf. And how many believe it's not because the one who's speaking to them wasn't doing a good job getting it across? I mean, he said, I only say what I hear my Father say. We know he has the Spirit without measure. So when Jesus looks you in the eye, and he said something to you, it's a word from heaven. Amen. And the anointing of God is right there. And yet it's possible to sit there and be mad and not have a clue what he's saying. Well, if that was true with him, we shouldn't be shocked if it happens with us. Amen. I didn't say it was fun, but we shouldn't be shocked and fall off our chair if we can tell. We've said it 10 different times. We've said it with all the faith we know how to say it. We said it with all the love we know how to say it. We've believed God for wisdom, and they look at us like we're speaking a language they don't understand. In that case, they don't have ears to hear it. And why aren't they hearing it? How many think this is something important we should be thinking about and talking about? Because it's a serious thing. Even though the Word of God is life-changing, it brings faith, it's how salvation comes. If you can't hear it, if you don't hear it and don't understand it, it does you no good at all. He said, why do you not understand my speech? I mean, you also almost hear some frustration there, can't you? Not unbelief, but just, you know, the Bible said the Spirit of God can be vexed. Well, it's annoying. You're doing the best you can to help somebody, and they're not getting a clue of what you're talking about. Well, if you experience that, be of good cheer. Jesus experienced it too. He said, you don't understand what I'm saying because you can't hear. You can't hear my words. Keep reading. And because I tell you the truth, well, verse 44, that's all right, we'll read that. And he didn't make it better with this. He said, actually, your daddy is the devil. These are the rulers of the synagogue. These are the doctors of the law. The guys with the degrees and the robes. He said, you're of the father of the devil. And the lust of your father, you'll do. You do what he does. You do what he wants you to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So when he tells you something, why should it shake us so bad when he's a known liar, and when he speaks something, it's a lie? He says, you're not going to make it. We ought to go, glory to God. He's the devil. The liar says, I'm not going to make it, which means I'm going to make it. I'm making it right now. Verse 45. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why don't you believe me? Can you hear what's happening here? Jesus has endeavored to help these men, and they're receiving none of it. They're getting madder by the minute. I mean, at the end of this passage, they want to stone him. They want to kill him right now. Amen. Well, isn't that what he just said? Your daddy is a murderer. And you do the desires of your daddy. Well, what did their daddy want? To kill him on the spot. So what are they doing? Getting ready to kill him on the spot. He's just telling them the truth. He's not trying to slander them. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why don't you believe me? You know, when I first got into ministry, I found out a few scriptures like, you know, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and the truth will make you free. My concept was, the biggest problem in the world is ignorance. When people know the truth, that's it. It'll fix them and change their life. All people need is to hear and know the truth. But after a few years, I begin to realize that's not all there is to it. That there's a lot of folks don't want the truth. They can hear it clearly and by Holy Ghost utterance and anointing, and still absolutely refuse it, and don't want to hear it and don't want to see it, or even though it is the God's truth. So no, it's not the only problem. Ignorance is not the only problem. There's a whole lot of people on the planet, they have heard wonderful things and completely rejected them. They don't want it. Which of you convinces me of sin? If I say the truth, why don't you believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Now, I don't know if he could have slapped them and made them any madder than telling religious people, you are not of God. You don't know God. And that's, he just got through saying, why don't you understand what I'm saying to you? Then he says, because you're not hearing me. Then he says, because you're not of God. You don't know God. That's why you can't hear me. And they're looking for rocks. But I say that to remind us, we need to walk and live in an awareness of this. Getting the truth, seeing and hearing God, is not based on intelligence. You could even be pretty dull and pretty slow. But if your heart was right, we have such an amazing teacher, the Holy Spirit. He can frame it in words and illustrations that you can get it perfectly. He's the best teacher and revealer there's ever been. But you can be considered genius by much of the world. And if your heart's not right, you can examine things and hear things and dissect things, and you won't hear it, you won't see it, you won't understand it. That's why people say some of the bizarre things they say about God and His Word is because they are so blind and dull to spiritual things. They think they're so smart, but they can't see it because their heart doesn't allow their ear to hear. Their heart doesn't allow their eye to see. Come on, can you see this, friends? So it's not the smartest ones that can figure out the Bible. I don't know if I'm smart enough to figure that out. It's not based on smarts. Not with preacher, not with believer, no sir, no ma'am. You can study and do everything you know to do and look at all the original text and all your word studies and everything else. Study, do you fall off your chair from fatigue? And unless the Spirit of God reaches inside you and turns the light on and shows you something, you won't get anything. Oh, you might make up some stuff, but anybody that's spiritual can tell you made it up. There's no life in it. There's no help in it. Go to the 14th chapter, John 14. We're going to get to some answers. We need to establish this truth, but there are also wonderful answers here. Why don't people hear? Well, we've already touched on it. We're going to look at it further, but it has to do with heart issue. Can it be fixed?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah, yes. Can it be fixed? Can a person who's gone year after year not hearing, not seeing, can all at once their ears open up and their eyes open up and begin to see and hear the wonderful good things of God? Yes, 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 hallelujah, yes. It can happen quickly. In John 14 and 16, 14, 16, He said, I'll pray the Father, He'll give you another comforter. At that point, He was there. He was the first comforter with them in the flesh. And the words mean another one like me. That He may abide with you forever. Keep reading now. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world, what? Cannot receive. Because it what? Doesn't see Him and doesn't know Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.